And I won't let you down. No, we won't let you down. Either with Radio Nova or Sunshine. And we hope that you will not let us down. If you're in the Herbert Street area, the Baggot Street area, or here in Inchicore, do come along to the stations and sign the petition on behalf of local radio everywhere in Ireland. You won't let us down. In the studio now, we have people from Coca-Cola, above all places, who have come in, and all the lads up there are with us all the way, I'd say.
Hold on for a minute.
They are. And what's your name?
Javis.
And your name?
Eugene.
And they come up here to sign the petition. You'll be on the walk maybe Friday week, the march?
We might. If we're not walking.
If we're not walking, and we see what happens. Right, great to see you, really, and you got some Radio Dublin stickers. That's lovely. You can shove them up in the truck. Thanks a million. Right, we have the people from ABC shortly on the phone. James, how are we doing there?
Okay,
are they ready? They are ready. James, put on the headphones there. Right, we have the boss from ABC, I think, on the phone. Hello?
Hello,
can you hear me? Yeah, it's very muffled at the moment. I'll have to relay your message. Can you hear me okay? Hello, Radio ABC, how are you? Great, and you're on the air broadcasting away? Yes, well, we're broadcasting away. Yes, we're broadcasting away up here. You're in Parnell Street. You think you'll be rated tomorrow?
Well, I don't know the exact position. I hear Trevor Keogh and Radio Leinster have been the latest ones to go.
Yes, they have pulled the plug. They've went voluntarily, yes?
Yeah.
They have.
Well,
the place is a hive of activity at the moment. Every disc jockey that ever worked in the place is here. We're in conference at the moment with Radio Nova and Sunshine, and we're trying to organise this march together and the big petition.
I see. It's been a hive of activity down here as well. We've had lots of well-wishers, and things have voted for radio stations a lot at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, we've been cut off, I think.
I think that was the PNT, actually.
You're still here, ABC, yes, you're still here, we still have you. Yeah, we've had a lot of people coming up for well-wishing and wishing us all the best. And As I said, we're meeting at the moment with Sunshine and over Chris Carey and Robbie Dale and the captain and our station manager, Barry O'Hanlon, are meeting at the moment and discussing about this march. That is correct. Next Friday week at 2 p.m. We're not sure of the date as such yet. There's something happening there. Are you still there?
We're still there.
Right, we've still to confirm the date, ABC, but you'll be there anyway. Well, and all your listeners. Listen, it's rather a bad line, so we let you go. Okay, thank you for the link up. Okay, right, thank you. Bye-bye. Stay there. That's ABC Radio in Parnell Street, the live link up there. The line was rather bad. In the studio right now, we have Jimmy Martin. Hello, James.
Hello.
Hello. Everybody's up here today.
I'm down because I thought we were raided today. I heard Greg Cochran saying we were raided, but I think it was a mistake.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to the march on Friday. Is it definitely this next Friday week?
It may be Friday week. We're not... So we'll find out what's happening rather shortly. Mm-hmm. We let... your memories of Radio Dublin when you started here first.
Oh, great. It's a long time now. Town will be pretty jam-packed next week, so... it should be pretty nice. You've just cut me off there. No, I'm back on it. So if you ask your boss nicely if there's a march next week, will he let you off? And try and get as many signatures as possible for all the stations, no matter who you listen to.
Well, this is it, yeah. It's all under common cause now.
But so hopefully next Friday is the day. That's great.
I see Jerry Jones outside there. We have Jerry, are you coming in? Come on, here's Jerry. Jerry, the place, a big hive of activity at the moment. Everybody's around today.
It's tremendous here. It's really wonderful, the adrenaline, I'll tell you.
It's really flowing at the moment.
It is, actually.
You've been down in Herbert Street, have you?
I have been. I was down there.
Yeah, the big crowds down there as the wear up here. I'm sure big crowds for Sunshine in
Over there, too, we were.
We had Robbie Dale on the phone earlier on, and he's absolutely shattered. He really is. They came, and they're still loading his gear into big containers, you know.
I can imagine.
Is this the end, Jerry Jones, do you think?
Is this the end, you're asking me? For us or for everybody?
Well, for radio as we know it.
At the moment, I don't think so, no. I think it's just a scare campaign. I'm not sure, though.
Jerry, you think you'll keep broadcasting no matter what?
I'm
willing to go on as well, and I'm sure Jimmy as well.
I think one thing would be good, if we are all closed down, wouldn't it be better to get one transmitter between all the stations?
And everybody.
And we all do multiple radios.
I'm just saying, it would be well worthwhile sort of going out of here in a Black Mariah with a big crowd cheering you on now. You know, it really would.
I wouldn't like the idea.
I wouldn't like the idea myself at all, but I'd say, you know, like the people of Dublin, we provide a service here, and but even though they say so, it's a good service between all the stations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just because RTE want the sort of monopoly, well, they can't have it, can they?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is it.
Well, I think that we're aiming at a few tricks up our sleeve, so, you know, like, I think we'll be around for a while anyway.
Nearly 17 years now.
Yeah.
A good pain in the side, I think. I think we'll be here for a while.
Well, right, we've taken another music break, and God knows who else will drop in. Here's Bernie Higgins and a track called Key Largo. That's better. You can ring me here at 758-684, the line is free, and you can air your views on local radio. This, by the way, is Radio Dublin, one of the few left at the moment, but we're fighting for the cause. Radio Nova, Sunshine, and ourselves all together on the air today.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together, right in each other's arms, watching those old days, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, and you were my leading lady. We'd had it all, starring an old late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you again.
sweet scene of surrender. When you gave me your heart, please say you will. Please, again. Cause I love you still. Maybe this can't be the end. We had it all. Just like fogging in the car. Starting an old late show. Sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, too.
At Bertie Higgins and a track called Key Largo. We're going to try out another microphone here now, Tony. Go ahead and test. See you well.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Let's see.
He's having a listen.
No, it's not working. Right, you had something there. Try again.
No,
we're not
getting anything now.
No, we're not getting anything. Okay, we leave it there. We'll test that microphone in a minute. We would like to ask any disc jockeys that have worked in radio to give us a ring in here. Anybody working on the radio, that includes Radio Nova, Sunshine, ABC, or any radio around the city, and tell us what's happening and tell us what they think about being out of work as such. And you can give me a ring here at 758684. Now, that's disc jockeys that have worked in any station or are working on stations at the moment. 758684. Here's a song that sums it up all the at the moment for me. It comes from Sweet Dreams, and I'm sure Keith will agree with this one, and it's called I'm Never Giving Up. Is that right, Keith?
Right on,
okay. We're having a great time here over in Radio Dublin. We're broadcasting on behalf of Nova and Sunshine, Radio Leinster, ABC, everybody, radio stations right throughout Ireland today. Song I'm Never Giving Up from Sweet Dreams. In the studio we have, what's your name again?
Peter Joyce
and
Gary Kilmartin.
And Gary Kilmartin, they're from Oldbourne School in Tallaght. They come in to sign our petition. Lads, what's the position up in Oldbourne? All the lads with us up there, yes?
Yeah.
And they're all the whole school is with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're gonna come in the march on Friday week, if it is Friday week.
Hope so,
that's great. Right, what do you think about the close up of radio stations? You know, it really is at the moment,
yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, what station would you listen to?
Radio Dublin.
Radio Dublin. Yeah. But if we went here, you know, what would you do?
Nothing.
Like, you know, as I said, RTE have the monopoly at the moment, and if you don't like it, you have to lump it sort of away. So you wouldn't listen.
No.
That's it. Right, lads, thank you for coming in. And as you said, we'll have everybody from Oldbourne on the march on Friday week. That's it, at 2 p.m. outside the GPO.
Yeah.
Friday week. And hopefully we'll have a lot more skills. Right, thanks a million. Okay, thank you for coming in. On the phone now, we have Rita from Soundtree. Hello, Rita.
Hello.
Hello, one of our longest listeners here in Radio Dublin. How are you?
I'm not. I can't claim to be as long as Matt Spooner.
Yeah.
But I can claim that since I started listening, they have made my life much happier.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Something coming in there.
Yeah.
Probably the PNT,
exactly.
Yeah. And I was going through a very bad patch in 1978. And I couldn't sleep or anything at night.
Yeah.
And Radio Dublin really kept me going.
Yeah.
And I also want to thank all the DJs when I was in hospital, all the DJs who came up to see me. Now, I know that there's no other, well, I'm apart from the stations who have gone off the air, I don't think anybody from Radio Éireann would bother their head making a visit to a hospital to see anybody.
I don't think so either.
Or if you rang up, I don't think they would play the request you asked specifically for. And in that way, Radio Dublin to me is just a family.
I see.
Because they make your troubles theirs.
Yeah. I see, Rita, you were saying earlier on something about Jim Mitchell.
I feel that Jim Mitchell, instead of doing harm, I think he's after doing good.
Yeah.
He has done.
In which way?
He made all the stations band together, and that can only bring good.
That can only bring good, exactly. It's
not
only...
We're all together now in this.
Yeah, it's just
and
not Lady of Dublin,
it's everybody.
We're going to
fight.
I see,
and
yeah.
I can tell you, if they close down all the local stations, I won't call them pirate stations, but if they close down the local stations, I wouldn't listen to Radio Éireann.
Yeah.
No way.
No way.
I listen to Radio Éireann.
Yeah.
Because I've got tapes and I play my tapes. And get off the air, PNT, and shut up.
Right. Rita, we'll leave you with that. Right, that has been Rita. Our phone line is now being jammed at the moment. Our phone line is now being jammed by the PNT, and no doubt we'll have a raid very shortly. But however, we'll soldier on. This is Radio Dublin. AM and FM stereo. We're broadcasting an AM only today. My name is Damien McCluskey, with you till 4 this afternoon. And here's a good call. Bow, wow, wow. And do you want to hold me?
Come on.
typical Bow Wow Wow, and do you want to hold me? If anybody from Sunshine Radio is listening, or Radio Nova, would they give us a ring here at 758684? That's anybody from Nova or Sunshine Radio, please give us a ring at 758684. Here's a memory from a guy called Stevie Wonder, an old Motown classic. It's called Sir Duke. This is Radio Dublin, broadcasting on behalf of Nova, Sunshine, Kiss FM, and all the radio stations in Ireland, just for you.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity, for all to sing them and clap their hands. But just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's down to A when the people start to move. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over, people. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over, people. Oh! Music knows it is and always will be one of the things that life just won't quit. Pioneer, but time will not allow us to forget now. And it's Jason Miller, Moe, and King Mulford, and with a voice like that is ringing out, there's no way the man can lose. You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. You can feel it all over.
A track from Stevie Wonder, it's called Sir Duke. If any disc jockeys are listening that work in Radio Nova or Sunshine or any of the stations around, you might like to give us a ring here and air your views on the air. Remember, this is Radio Dublin broadcasting on behalf of ourselves, Nova, Sunshine, and every radio station in Ireland at the moment in the fight to keep local radio on the airwaves. Well, we're going to play a record that's going to bring back many, many memories to a lot of people. It's our station record by the DA Band, and I like it.
You wanna listen to, we'll mess around, it's got to be. Hang in to Dublin Radio, tune in to 5-3, and with the sound of music all around, you're head in the town, you'll be underground. Play. to be. Hang it to Dolly Radio. Tune in to 5-3. Dance with the sound.
That's our station record, and I like it. Keith is back again. How are you, Keith?
Okay. I like it.
Everything happening here today. Everybody's around. The place is crammed with people.
That's true. It's
really
fantastic.
We've got a lady on the phone, have we? He's making a phone for me here. Tony is producing the program. Well, you see, the PNC are trying to block the line at the moment. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that? Hello, can you hear me? Well, people of Dublin, now you can hear it. That for you is the PNC blocking our phone line. You can hear it loud and clear there. Have one more listen. That's exactly what is happening. No doubt we will be right into quite shortly. I'd say, have you, Keith, that was really terrible.
I
have
my crush helmet on.
You see your crush helmet on. I really don't know what's wrong. It really is terrible, but I suppose the lads in the post office only work on their
Well, it's also putting a little bit of pressure
it
on
them. It does. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
That's great. What's your name?
Hazel Bone.
Hazel, and quickly, Hazel, what do you want to say?
I just want to say, that we're with you all the way, you know, and, as I said, we'll be at the march and we'll get as many people as we can to go because we're with us all the way.
I see. Hazel, you're very good. Thank you for ringing.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see you again sometime.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. That was Hazel. 758-684, you can ring me here and air your views on Pirate Radio if the PNT don't block our lines in the meantime. Right now, here's a lady called Leslie Pearl. And if the love fits, well, you got to wear it, you see. Fast approaching 3:45. This is Radio Dublin AM, and we're broadcasting on behalf of all the stations everywhere in Ireland today, in a view to keep local radio stations on the air.
Well, I say, what are you afraid of? You're a man now and you know how to feel. Look to your heart and the answer will be such a very simple thing.
Short today, you see, we're trying to get as much in as we can for the rest of the day and indeed the rest of the evening. On the phone we have, who have we got on the phone? Hello?
Dominic.
Dominic?
Yeah.
And Dominic, where are you ringing from?
Artane.
And what have you got to say?
Well, I think anybody that's listening today should write a letter to the TD, Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And if you get enough letters in, you probably get pressure on them to, introduce some sort of local radio.
I see. Dominic, you'll be on the march for the week?
Oh, yeah, really.
Well, that's great. Dominic, thank you.
Right,
thank you for ringing, Dominic.
I'll see you,
bye. Right, that was Dominic. I tell you what everybody can do for me right now. They can ring 10 and 190 and 199 and tell the P&T to stop blocking Radio Dublin's phone lines, okay? That's 10, 190 and 199 and tell the P&T to stop blocking Radio Dublin's phone lines. We are here to stay. That is the message from our captain, and he will broadcast from a tree if he has to, from now till October, anyway, till we're 17 years old. Our number here is 758684. The place is absolutely crammed with people here. We'll be having a chat with Noel Clancy in a few moments. He's just arrived into the studio. That's Joe Jackson, and he's stepping out. We're not stepping out, and on the phone we've a lady called Angeline. Hello, Angeline.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, how are you? You're rather upset.
Ah, Miss Radio Dublin an awful lot.
You really will.
Yes, I've been listening to it for years, and
yeah,
you know, I got to know each and every one of the
yeah,
they're a great bunch, and, you know, really miss it.
Well, Angeline, you'll be on the walk on Friday week.
Sorry?
You'll be on the walk on Friday week, will you?
I'll be the first there.
You'll be the first there. That's really great. If we had another few hundred people like you now, we'd be really made.
Well, I can tell you, I'll bring a few hundred of
them. That's great.
I think, you know, I've got a letter in here in my hand from the Post and Telegraph.
Yeah?
You know, it's just saying that you're all illegal broadcasting stations and
yeah,
you're breaking the Act of 1926 and
yeah,
all this load of rubbish. In other words, you're just...
They don't want to know, in other words.
No, they don't want anything to do with
it. I say, well, they'll sit up and take heed now, Angeline.
Sorry, you've gone away, can't you?
I said, they'll sit up and take heed now, and that's a promise.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Angeline, anyone you want to say hello to before we go?
Just, like, congratulations, Hank Damon Cook, for his 16 years with Radio Dublin.
Yeah.
For opening Radio Dublin in the beginning.
Yeah.
Thank you, all the disc jockeys and all the listeners.
Right, okay, Angeline.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. That was Angeline. Right, you can ring me here at 758684. That's 758684. Here's a memory from Frankie Valli. And it's called Who Loves You? Well, we hope you do. And if you do, you can ring me here at 758684. Radio Dublin broadcasting on behalf of Radio Nova, Kiss FM, Sunshine, Leinster, and all the radio stations that have been closed down at the moment. We are here to keep on the fight. And we hope we will be here for the next... Well, the next couple of months, maybe a couple of years, who knows. 758684, there's someone on the line, we'll take them right now.
Thank you.
Frankie Valiant, who loves your pretty baby. On the phone we have... Hello, John.
Hello, this is Mike Young.
This is Mike Young. Mike Young from Channel 2 Radio Dublin. Hello, Mike.
Hello,
and you have been taping bits and pieces from Nova and ourselves.
I have, yes. I've been listening to both Radio Dublin and Nova all afternoon. It's been very, very interesting. I've been picking up little bits and pieces, particularly the bit on... Robbie Dale a couple of minutes ago. I know a couple of people who were listening to Sunshine Radio this morning when they went off the air, and they were literally in tears. It was very emotional for an awful lot of people. Like, radio's like a friend to an awful lot of people, and they just don't want it to go. The majority of people in, indeed, Ireland, not just Dublin, want local radio around, not RTE.
Well, we repeat that the station's gone again, John. We have Nova are closing at 6. Kiss FM are gone, Sunshine is gone, Leinster have closed, ABC is still there, Trouble TR and ourselves. They raided ERI in Cork this morning, and South Coast pulled out the plug before they could get to them. So, things are really hotting up around, and I say that we are on the way to be raided.
Hopefully not, anyway.
Hopefully not.
Yes.
Well, they're trying to jam our phones at the moment, as you can hear.
Yes, well, if they are listening, stop it immediately.
Yeah.
Just stop it, because the people of Dublin want local radio. They don't want RTE. It's Radio Dublin, Sunshine, Nova. They want Nova, not RTE Radio 2.
Yeah.
Like, the majority of people in Dublin and around Ireland listen to local radio.
They do.
So this, just stop this fascist, if you like, TNT. Just stop it immediately. Like, it's just not popular. And it's going to be shown tomorrow week.
It will be.
By the people of Ireland in O'Connell Street.
In O'Connell Street. This is it.
It is, yeah.
Right, John, if there's any more little bits and pieces for us, you can ring me a little bit later on, okay?
Okay.
Right, thank you, John.
David.
I'm with John on Channel 2, and here we have Noel Clancy. Hi, Noel, how are you?
Hi, Damon, good afternoon.
The place is a great hive of activity today. Everybody's in today.
So exciting, isn't it? Really
your memories of Radio Dublin, you started as many years ago?
Only about a year ago.
It's been a great year.
I remember starting up with Sashua and going around with petitions first to get a new sign, so...
Yeah.
Memories are golden.
Memories are golden. I'm only here about 8 months myself, and I am, you know, it's really absolutely fantastic, you know. I tell you what we do, it's coming up to 5 to 4. Sean should be along shortly, but no doubt we'll all be around when Sean is here, you know, and we'll all come in, you know.
I'll say one thing, hello to everybody in Drimna. They're all listening.
Everybody in Drimna, hello to everybody in Drimna.
From Clancy.
Right. Here's a record fairly appropriate. We play it for RTE, and it goes like this: if you can't stand the heat, well, you got to get out of the kitchen, and that's true. RTE cannot stand the heat, and that's why the P&T are coming down so heavy on all our poor, poor little local radio stations. We don't have the money that RTE have, but we certainly have the staff and the personnel and people with commitments to bring enjoyment to all the people of Dublin City. That's it in a nutshell. Right, Sean has arrived. I'm sure everybody will still be here when he's on the air like we have this afternoon, so hang on, we're going nowhere. I will be talking to you. Right, Sean is coming up right now. Sean, you're here today.
Yes, indeed, Damien. It's nice to see you again. I hope we can talk to each other in the future.
Yeah, everybody is here today. We're all going to have a big yap right throughout there. It's not a normal sort of a program today anyway. You
well,
know,
it's anything but normal, the situation itself.
So, Sean, I mentioned something here. You have a holding in the station yourself.
That is correct.
And it's called Westside Radio.
Westside Radio.
Now, Westside Radio is backing the campaign at the moment.
Westside Radio is backing the campaign with all the other stations, and in fact, I think at this point in time, we should all get together.
Oh, well, this is it,
And we are doing that. I can see work going on here, and we have petitions in both Nova, Sunshine, and Radio Dublin, and we will have one in Westside as well.
Yeah, well, what's happened at the moment is that we've been meeting working with Sunshine and Nova.
Yeah.
Things are progressing so well. We'll have word from maybe Nova very shortly of what exactly
That's
is
right,
happening,
yeah.
And we'll all get together there.
Well, we have been trying to get through on the phone, and we hope to hear from them very shortly.
Yeah. I can understand the PMT's logic of blocking the phone. I mean, if the people of Dublin want to listen to our station or any station, they should be really allowed to go and do so.
Well, actually, they are breaking quite a law, in fact. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of the lot. We don't have any freedom, seemingly, to talk to each other on the phone.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Where's our Radio Dublin record? Is it gone again, is it? Where is it going? Noel's going to find the Radio Dublin record. Well, so anyway, we'll take another little music break beforehand from Men at Work, and it's called Overkill. Remember, if you'd like to help us out, you can sign a petition here. It's here. It's up in Herbert Street, Baker Street at the moment. We'll be up in West Side shortly. We'll start some
right,
we'll
be up in West Side from about 4:30.
4:30, right, okay.
I can't get you to sleep. I think about the implications. I'm diving into deep. And possibly the complications. Especially at night, I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just an imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear.
Your local radio, now is the time to do so. And indeed, in the light of the situation. I am proud to tell you, in all of the stations, that is Nova, ourselves, Radio Dublin here, Westside Radio, and indeed Radio Sunshine, they have petitions going, and if you want to get into those stations, if you can make the trip and sign, we would be very, very pleased indeed. Well, it's 4.5 minutes past the hour, 4 o'clock. A sort of a strange drive time. These are the Human League.